This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Deere & Company says 160 employees at its plant near Des Moines, Iowa, will be laid off later this month due to reduced demand for Deere's products. The Moline-based equipment maker says the layoffs involve production workers who were told of the plan this morning. Deere's Des Moines area plant makes tillage, planting, spraying, and cotton harvesting equipment for agriculture. The layoffs are effective on April 27th. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, now trading at 77.87, is down 2.5 points. The NASDAQ at 1569 is up 8.02, and the S&P 500 at 81648 is up 0.93.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. On this Wednesday morning in Kansas City, May wheat opened at 5.86, down 4 on the open. July, 5.99, down 1.75. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5.35, down 4.75 on the open. July, 5.47, down 4.75. September, 5.72, down 5.5 on the open. May corn opened at 3.93, down 3.25 on the open. July, 4.03, down 3.5. December, 4.23, down 4.5. March of 2010 at 4.36, down 3. May, 4.42, down 4.5 on the open. May soybeans open at 9.94.5, up 5 on the open. July, 9.90, up 2. November, 9.08, down 0.5 on the open. May soybean meal open at 3.07.80, up 1.60 on the open. July, 3.03.70, up 1.50. May soybean oil open at 34.85, up 1 on the open. July, 35.10, down 2. April live cattle open at 86.25, down 2.5 on the open. April feeders, 96.35, up 12.5. April lean hogs, 58.95, down 22.5. And May bellies, 90 even, up 32.5 on the open. Tomorrow morning, USDA will release its April WASDE reports, and you can get the key numbers in your mailbox, your electronic mailbox, shortly after the release. It's as easy as going to our website at WILLAG.org and clicking on the subscribe to the newsletter window in a right navigation window, and we will do the rest. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Had a sort of a downside to the open, especially in the wheat and corn, while we were seeing initial bull spreading over in the soybeans. But since the opening bell, we're having a firmer tone to the market this morning.
Yes. You know, definitely it is no guess that we know that the Chinese are buying very large quantities of Brazilian and U.S. origin soybeans. They've basically left the Argentine farmer by the wayside for the simple reason that they're not a reliable supplier of soybeans. The Argentine farmer has been a hoarder of beans because of currency problems, government problems, and problems with taxes in that country. The soybean harvest in Brazil is about 70% harvested, and we have seen this indication of bull spreading in beans, which is a very strong indication of major export sales in the marketplace, and that's the reason why we're surging in the soybean market today.
Brazil versus U.S. prices, how do they differ?
Well, it's profitable to buy beans out of the U.S. or they wouldn't be doing it. It's that simple. You know, a major exporter or the Chinese always seek the cheapest bean, and that's the reason why they're continuing to buy beans out of the U.S. And this probably even means that tomorrow's supply-demand report, the rumor is that we could see that number down below 160 to 170 million bushels. It probably equates, and unless some major breaking action takes place, that the danger is that market could even show a smaller carryover than that in time.
And if it does not, if we stay at around 169 or 170 trade estimate or slightly above, then does the market sell off tomorrow?
No, I don't think that that's part of the equation. I think we're looking at a very strong market. We will see $10 cash beans to the farmer. And as a result of that, the market has been overblessed by bearish people, bearish attitudes, long liquidation from the outside market. So I don't think there's any reason to indicate that the market needs to buy the rumor, sell the fact on that issue.
Will the Argentine crop come in under 40?
There's indications. There's a group in Chicago that sells satellite information service that indicates that the crop is possibly a little larger than that. But earlier in the week, there's indications that crop could be as low as 37 to 38 million. John Davis indicated that the rains came late, and of course we all know from our field sources that the amount of fertilizer put on was substantially reduced, both in Argentina and Brazil. And when you have reduced rainfall that's not timely and reduced inputs, the odds are that the yields drop, and that's just exactly what we're finding at this time.
See, here May beans are up 19, but May corn just up 2. Corn's not going with the beans these
days.
Well,
there's a ton of corn out there, and we are still suffering from a lack of governmental leadership in the ethanol industry, and we are also seeing a lack of struggling exports in the export market. And, of course, the feed industry is also suffering. So we do have a lot of farmers wanting to sell $4 cash corn, and it's probably the thing to do. The marketplace did see yesterday a lot of liquidation between corn wheat spreads, a lack of enthusiasm from colder temperatures in the wheat market, but we are struggling higher with corn prices up a mighty 1 cent at this time.
436, the December basis has proved to be very stout resistance. Do you think that the spring rally that we've seen is about over unless we get some weather problems here?
Well, it's such an argument that that it's hard to put much weight on one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I guess the thing that I would basically talk about here is that corn's still very cheap in the world, and it's very close to, or even corn production is below the cost of production here in the U.S. So there's not a lot of profit to raise a lot of corn. So in time, if government policy improves, the livestock industry improves, we are looking at some improved demand 12 months down the road. And sometimes that encourages improvement in prices in the short term. I guess the real factor is that I don't think it's a big home run or anything magic about selling $4.36 corn as of April the 8th today.
Mm-hmm. So patience is a virtue in here.
I think so, and I would probably lift the gun a little higher to the 450 level before I did any meaningful selling.
What else are you looking at today, Paul?
Well, I think a big factor is, of course, is wheat. We understand that Saudi Arabia has learned the hard way that it's very expensive to raise wheat. They're running out of precious irrigated water. They need it for their own human consumption and also their reserve. And as a result of that, we are going to see some major increases in imports of Saudi Arabian wheat. It does look like a very good rainfall event in the Texas High Plains, so there is a major trade-off. But the bottom line is that the tone in the wheat market possibly isn't as bearish as the commitment of traders would indicate. It's extremely short wheat at the present time.
Well, when Iraq was in there buying wheat with both hands, the U.S. didn't get much of that business.
Well, you know, it's a competitive market, and, you know, at some point in time, it's a world supply-demand, and there is this big spread between corn and wheat prices, but we do think that the demand picture is changing significantly over the next 6 months.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a nice day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Current tick, May wheat, Kansas City, 590 and three quarters, up three quarters. The Board of Trade, May wheat, 540 and a half, up three quarters. May corn, 397 and a quarter, up one. December, 427 and three quarters, up a quarter. May beans, 1006 and a half, up 17. November, 915 and a quarter, up six and three quarters. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana and on the web at WILLAG.org.